You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Best Fiends. You've earned your fun time. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends.
Today on a soul-scarring and horrifying episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, when a family comes together to begin the process of saying goodbye to a beloved family member, their sorrow quickly turns to fear as this man seems to slowly transform from the man they loved to a demonic spirit hell-bent on staying alive and terrifying those he once loved. Ultimately, what exactly did cause the death of this man? Was it the disease he was suffering from? Or did something much more sinister come to steal his soul before his heart stopped beating? That story and much more today on Real Ghost Stories Online.
Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts. You don't miss any episodes of the program. And if you really like the show and you'd like to listen with no commercials, have access to literally thousands of episodes of the show, all the stuff that's fallen off iTunes and all that, plus advanced episodes like a month in advance, and our EPP bonus episodes with our scariest stories of the week on, become an extra podcast person. Sign up to do that at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. You'll get access to all of those extras and help keep us on the air. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's soul-scarring episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. I was like, when I was putting that, I'm like, ooh, soul-scarring. That sounds good. I just kind of came up with that at random.
And it was really good. I'll never be the same after this episode, just so you know.
Soul-scarring episode. Yeah.
It's like tomorrow, nothing will ever be the same.
They scarred their soul. Yeah. It's a fun one. I'm surprised I haven't heard that in more things. It seems like a really good line, like a spooky line.
Well, it's kind of terrifying, really.
Maybe we'll start hearing it more now.
What if, though, the soul-scarring episode, people are at the end of it, they're like, I'm not really feeling like my soul was scarred.
It was more like a kind of a slight, that's like a brush against a raspberry bush. Not quite a soul scarring, but like, you know, some pricks, a couple marks, like, you know.
I got a sticker when I was out weeding the yard. It's kind of like that.
I used a Neosporin, but it didn't scar my soul. So that might be.
Neosporin.
Today on a
episode
and a slight and a episode of Real Ghost Stories Online that will leave you needing light medical attention, mainly Neosporin and possibly a Band-Aid, maybe not even a Band-Aid, maybe just hold a washcloth on there for 10 minutes and call it good. Episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
This episode will leave you feeling like you got a little bit of a sticker. You know, the kind that really annoys you that you can't get out yet. You keep trying day after day after day. It's going to stick with you like that. It's not horrible, but it gets caught on your jeans sometimes.
Of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, excuse me. I forgot that part.
Today on an episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, similar to Itchweed, it's not quite... it's not quite poison ivy. It's just that other weed that when you're walking barefooted in the field, and you know you shouldn't be to begin with, because there could be poison ivy, snakes, or other possible dangerous items. You're walking around barefoot in a field. What if you get tetanus? Did you get your tetanus shot lately? Episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. That's how my mind works, though. It's like, yep.
That's it.
That's it. That's exactly how life goes.
It's the wish you had a tetanus shot episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
When's the last time I got a tetanus shot? I don't know the last time I got a tetanus shot, actually. I wonder, did they give tetanus shot like when you, just for the hell of it? Can you have too much tetanus shot? Is there like you like overdose on tetanus shot?
I only need one every 10 years.
Yeah, but like, what if they say...
Time I got one, I had some kind of mild injury. There was something that had happened.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, when was your last tetanus shot? I said,
I don't know.
No idea. Well, let's go ahead and give you one. Okay.
Just in case. Today on a tragic episode of Real Ghost Stories Online, where Carol overdoses on the tetanus vaccine. A vaccine she wasn't sure if she got. If she would have just spent a little more time thinking back, though, she would have remembered that she got it only 2 years ago after a hike where she stepped on a rusty nail. A nail that shouldn't have been there to begin with and made her very, very upset because it almost punctured the dog's paw. But instead, she got it in her foot and she immediately got a tetanus shot. But now 2 years later, doesn't fucking remember anything of it. Was she really drunk that day? Possibly, yeah. But who really knows? Episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
And maybe if she hadn't been drinking so much, she would have been able to tell the doctor when her last tetanus shot was.
Carol. Exactly. That's how it should. We're going to have much more intricate episode intros now. Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to talk about these guys. You know, when you're living life, if you're busy, maybe you're a parent, maybe you're working full time, you just got a lot going on. Maybe you're doing all of that and then some. Sometimes, you know, it's hard to take that time for yourself. You keep going, well, I deserve it, but yes, you do. You do deserve it. Take a moment, even if it's something simple, even if it's just, you know, the 5 minutes you got in the car waiting for the kids to come out of some sort of practice, or it's in line at the grocery store, whatever it may be. I mean, he's walking out on the porch for a few minutes, sitting down with nobody around you and just going, rather than reading the latest horrible news, pick up Best Fiends. I love doing it. It's a great, great little stress relief, little mind escape. And I've really been making a point of actually playing this over reading news because I can't. The news, you get a little escape. You're like, oh, let me catch up. Yeah, don't do that. Escape for you. Make it some you time, okay? You've already earned some fun time, so have it. It's like giving yourself permission to eat dessert first. Think of it that way. I've played this game for many years now. I'm almost to 800 on my score, or my level, rather. I'm excited. I'm excited to almost get there. Best Fiends is a free-to-download mobile puzzle game with thousands of exciting levels and new adventures and challenges every single day. It's so easy to pick up a few levels anytime when you want. And when you beat it, it's like, yes! It's surprising how satisfying it can be. Dozens of unique fiends to collect so you can customize your team of fiends to defeat the menacing slugs. See, look, it's like playing. It is playing. Take a little trip back to childhood for a moment. It's not like, oh my God, I can't believe that happened today. You're talking about getting your team of fiends to beat slugs. How, like, just refreshing is that to, like, be concerned of something of that nature for a couple minutes? Your brain needs it. With offline play, you'll never be stranded without fun, even if you lose your internet connection. Brand new events and challenges all the time. You've earned your fun time. Go to the App Store or Google Play to download Best Fiends for free. Plus, earn even more with $5 worth of in-game rewards when you reach level 5. That's friends without the R, best fiends. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Let's go to our first letter. It says, my name is Paul. I live in Canada, but originally I'm from India and have a story to share with you. I'm Hindu, so I going to warn you, there are many beliefs and rituals in our religion, which I'm not sure if they are true, so I won't blame you if you don't believe it either. It's just what happened in my family. I don't have any other logical explanations for this. I'll try to keep it short. It was July 2017. My grandma from my dad's side passed away. She was around 75, not very old, not super sick or anything. She just didn't wake up one morning. We all thought it was a heart attack, or that's what the doctor said it was. It was a sad time for the whole family. We were all dealing with the loss in our own ways. My dad has three brothers, two older and one younger, and my grandma used to live with me. My dad's the oldest brother and oldest uncle. Time is the best healer. After a few days, things started getting back to normal. After a few months, my uncle got sick. With sick, I mean, was lost in losing his appetite, looked so pale and weak, nobody in the family could pin down what's going on with him. So my cousin decided to take him to the hospital. All tests came back negative, and I mean all. All doctors told us was it's a weakness. So my uncle stayed in the hospital for a few days. They used a glucose drip. Glucose is given in dehydration when the body needs more energy in a short period of time. His condition finally was a little bit more stable. My family brought him home. So that weekend, my family decided to go to a temple and pray. Just a normal prayer of Hindus. If somebody is sick, they go to the temple and pray for better health. So they took my uncle with them as well. And that's where they started noticing something is off. My mom tried to help my uncle to get off the car. And he couldn't move. He was so weak at that time that my cousin had to grab a wheelchair to take him inside the temple. And as soon as they entered the temple, he started walking all by himself. He walked around the temple, talked with everyone, looked like everything was getting better. My family thought, well, praying finally worked. They were all happy and thankful, but weirdly, that didn't last long. As soon as he stepped outside the temple, he got on his back self again. Couldn't move, can't talk, felt weak. That was the first clue of suspicion. Then it clicked. It could be something paranormal, but it was just a doubt. Everyone in the family is well-educated, masters, PhDs, so they just brushed it off. Then my uncle got sicker. We did the same. Took him to the doctor, bunch of tests again, all came negative, stayed in the hospital a couple days, came back with nothing. Everyone had their doubts about paranormal things going on in the back of their head, but just didn't want to acknowledge it. Now it's close to May 2018, and finally, my auntie was like, let's go see some Hindu priest and ask him to do some cleansing. What's the worst that's going to happen? Nothing. At least it will help clear our doubts. Trust me, she didn't know what was coming. Next day, they took him to a priest. Priest did a cleansing process, some chanting. I don't know what else. My parents didn't tell us, any of the kids, told my family that my uncle is possessed. And from that day, my uncle started doing weird things. He stopped talking to anyone. Whenever you tried to talk to him, he looked at you with very creepy eyes. Started rolling, folding his hands like in movies. It's hard to explain. Now, the whole family was scared, and they were trying to do everything they could. Started looking for someone who could help. It's hard, long search, but my family found a person who could help. So one day they decided to take my uncle to the specific place, which is like 200 kilometers from our place. So my dad, two cousins, my auntie helped to grab my uncle, put him in the car. He's fighting back because he knew where they're going, and my uncle was abusing and yelling at them in a different voice. You can't do anything. I would have taken them a long time. I'm just waiting two more days. Same day a year ago when my grandma died. Was this a coincidence? Or my grandma was possessed too? I guess we'll never know. But anyway, my uncle passed away on the way to the priest somewhere. And when my cousin pulled him out, he said he was light like a feather. All the heaviness was gone. Two deaths in a year. It was devastating for the family. Again, after a couple months, everything was getting back to normal. Now my auntie, wife, and the oldest uncle, who passed away 2 months ago, started getting sick, stopped eating, started losing weight, lost her appetite. She got so sick that we had to take her to the hospital. It was the same thing, and I mean exactly the same thing. Old tests came back negative. This time, my family, being a little more open to the thought of paranormal, started discussing the options. And as soon as they started talking about it, my auntie started acting up. She stopped talking and eating, stared at walls for long periods of time. Very creepy look on her face. Within a week of this discussion, she passed away. No reason. Nothing. The beginning of March of 2019. We still don't know what happened. Three deaths in the family in a span of 1.5 years. My family talked to some people. They said it was the house. Some said it was vulnerability, the factor that we don't know anything for sure. We did a cleansing of the house. Nobody lives there anymore. My cousins moved out right away. And last year was the hardest year for my family. Everyone was scared to death. Thank you for listening. It's hard to find people who actually trust you and what you went through. You guys are doing a great job. That is creepy. I mean, I get where they're coming from. I mean, where everybody's having these same symptoms and tests coming back negative. And I don't know. I mean, there's certainly depression and things like that, but this seems like it was much stronger than that.
It was kind of making me think too, like, was there something in the environment? I don't know, like lead, like something that they were exposed to.
That could be a possibility.
Done that? I mean, it can't explain all of it though. Like, you know, the uncle dying and then picking him up and he was light as a feather. I mean, that obviously that wouldn't explain anything. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's very interesting and sad and tragic and like, why? You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, there really isn't a way to know what's going on there. But the similarities and all of that just really make you wonder, you know, is this like a family curse? Is this, you know, something else?
Because I think it would be very, I would almost have to tell myself, it was lead poisoning. I don't know. I'm just using that as an example. Because thinking a family curse, that would be way too much for me.
Yeah.
In that I would have a really hard time like not going nuts with that.
Mm-hmm.
As far as like, what if it happens to me? What if, what if, what if, what if?
Yeah.
That's tough.
You have to wonder what they were exposed to. I also wonder, were they exposed to maybe, I don't know, Cher's greatest hits.
Oh my God, please do not play Cher.
Repeat.
Don't.
For like days and days and days.
Oh my God.
And if all you hear
I'm gonna have to take off my headphones now. Please.
Believe 24/7. That could probably also make you turn into that. So
thanks for not playing that. Cher is a person. I'm sure like her and I could hang out and be friends, but I would be just like, Cher, don't ever sing to me, okay? Because I just can't. I did like Gypsies, Tramps, and Thieves at one time. I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think she was the most beautiful woman ever when she was younger. And she still is. Like, I know she's had work done, but damn, if I could look like that at her age, I'd have all the work done if I had the money. Why not?
I like this one. This was a good duet. Cher and Peter Cetera. Coming up, we got the 5-day forecast. See how hot it's going to get this weekend. Right now, it's sunny at 69 at light 97.
Well, here we are again.
Oh, you.
I thought that was a good duet. A good power jam duet of like the early 90s. 855-853-4802 is our phone number. Here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Next letter, it says, I've been a fan of your podcast for a while. Let me turn the spooky music back on. And wanted to send you my first real experience with the paranormal. I've been a believer since I was young and have had several experiences where I was able to sort of predict someone was going to pass away. But I wanted to tell you about an experience I had while running my own business as a pet sitter dog walker. With this type of job, I'm constantly bouncing from one house to another, pet sitting various animals, usually dogs and cats or clients locally. One of the first houses I stayed at was an old farmhouse built in the early 1900s. They have horses, two dogs. It was in the evenings. Dogs had been fed, let out to use a bathroom. We were winding down for the evening. Earlier in the day, I had moved me and the suitcase upstairs to the bedroom I'd be staying in. I was in the kitchen watching a TV show on my computer using Netflix. Both of the dogs were in their bed by the fireplace, taking a snooze. I heard something, so I paused the show to make sure the dogs were not getting into trouble and found them still sleeping on their beds nearby. I didn't think much of it until I heard the noise again. It was clear as day, footsteps above me. I knew it was I was the only one in the house. I stopped and tried to debunk the noise. Maybe it's my imagination. Maybe not enough sleep. Looked at the dogs, and they were both looking at the ceiling, listening, and watching the footsteps. I took some deep breaths, trying to calm myself down. I was thinking, it's okay. It's only footsteps. Ghosts are real, but they can't hurt you. Relax, everything is okay. I sat back down at the island in the kitchen, and before I was going to hit play on the computer, I heard the farm-style wooden basement door unlatch. Big click. And slowly creak open. Nope, I thought. I grabbed the dogs football style and went to the other section, newly built portion of the house. We slept there with the TV on until about 5 a.m. I checked the house in the morning. Nothing was awry. I moved my suitcase to the living room and slept there the last night. Looking back, it was one of the most incredible moments of paranormal I've experienced. I wish I didn't react in fear, but the first time is always the most mind-altering and terrifying. Today, I have a few devices for ghost hunting and a much calmer while trying to get evidence of the paranormal. I just wanted to say I hope your move went well and hope you're all settling in good. Be safe, and I'll write in again soon. I think they're referencing the move here. This is an old letter that I was going through old emails this last week and trying to find anything that I've missed or got lost. This one was sent in, I think, about almost 2 years ago. So sorry it's taken that long to find that one. But I wanted to get it on the air.
Whoever wrote it in was like, that story sounds familiar. Oh, my God. I forgot. I wrote it.
Yeah, that's you.
That's spooky to me. And I've thought about that before because I think I would be a really good pet sitter. But, I mean, I can't leave my own pets to do it. But I don't think I could for that reason. Like, sleeping in people's houses mm-hmm. that I don't really know, I'm like, I can't. I would never sleep.
The noises?
Yep.
The feelings?
I would just be convinced I'm going to hear something.
The strange scents that come through the vents in the floor. Scents that are all too reminiscent of a murder scene.
Keith.
I was watching one today and they were talking about, it was in Dateline. It was the John Wayne Gacy thing on Netflix right now. And the guy that was going underneath his crawl space was digging around and he saw this big thing of these worms. He didn't know what type of worms they were. And he did this. He was an investigator for a living, but had never seen this many. And as soon as he shone the light, they all like went back in. And so he took some sort of like hammer thing and kind of like dug in and he hit something, but he wasn't quite sure what it was. He thought it was like a board or a piece of metal or something. And he pulled it back and it was a shoulder blade that came out.
Oh, Jesus.
And then worms crawling all down that.
Ooh.
And they were just going everywhere.
Oh, my God.
And then they crawled onto him. And
they did not like
they did. They crawled all over him and he was stuck down there. And eventually they went into his nose and into his ear. And they slowly he can't hear anymore and he can't smell. They ate his eardrums.
Worms in his
yeah.
ears.
And they ate his sinuses. It was horrible and disgusting. Paula Abdul on life. Hit the post.
Here I was like, ew, ew, ew.
Yep. So, yeah, there you go. That was, so. But no, it stopped that they discovered the body and they realized we got him. We got him on this. And that was the first one that they found. That's all the further I am in that story. I'm kind of watching it during the day in the background.
Yeah, that's one you want to watch during the day.
I like those at night usually. I don't know. The funny thing is, I don't know what the hell's going on, but I've been having the weirdest dreams lately and none of them make like any sort of remote sense. It's, I don't know if I'm like anxious or what. I got a couple things coming up that I'm kind of anxious about, but, or I'm also coming down from some anxiety too, but it's like, I wake up
those things.
I wake up at like 5 and I'm like, what the hell am I dreaming? And it's like something that, and I'm sitting there for a little while, like contemplating these things. And I'm like, these aren't, this isn't even reality. Like none of this is like even in my life, but in the, like in the dream, it just happened. So now I'm like, my mind's kind of like thinking like, what, God, I got to get up and, you know, turn on a show or something. But I don't know what it is. I don't know. I've just.
Stress can make you have really weird dreams.
Yeah. And I just got over a pretty stressful week. And I think I'm still kind of coming down from that in many ways. But yeah, good times. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Coming up in a little bit, I want to play for you. And I played it on the episode with Todd the other day, too. But I want to hear your opinion on it. I did an interview last Friday with a gentleman, and we were talking about the Waverly Hills Sanatorium. And he has a real personal connection to it, where him and his wife met deep inside Waverly Hills. They looked deep into each other's eyes and said, we're going to make this thing last. Casey, could you please play Wind Beneath My Wings? Because I know without Waverly, we wouldn't be together. Todd, here's your long distance dedication. He had this really interesting experience there with this ghost that a lot of people were calling a nurse on this certain floor. He did some digging and he came up with the name Sarah for her. And it's been following them around like for a long time since they've investigated. And they don't look at it as bad, but I swear to God, I think we got EVPs on that episode while he was specifically talking about Sarah. Talked to the guy for 45 minutes. Only time I heard this weird sounds, and it's reminiscent of the Richard and Chattanooga sound, that whooshing type thing. But this one has a very female tone to it. Happened like four or five times. I'll play that for you in just a few minutes. But first, your five-day forecast. Sunny today in 74.
Why do we need the five-day forecast? Why can't we just go into it right now?
Just in case you don't have a phone or 500 other ways of identifying what's going on.
Whose forecast is it? People are listening from all over the damn place. Is it Arkansas or Australia?
Yes. Well, the forecast really covers a 100-mile radius. And then you get really pissed off at me when it's not remotely accurate because we technically cover two different climates. Sunny in 75 tonight. Tomorrow, chance of rain and snow with a high of 84 and a low of 22. 74 in the valley, although there's really no valley here.
So really, you're doing Kansas's forecast.
Pretty much.
That's kind of the way it usually
is. It's going to be windy and there's no vegetation that will survive unless it's somehow artificially altered to survive in the climate of Kansas, because it's truly a desert. Let's go to a caller. Hi, let's hear your story, and then we'll talk and play that ghostly shit here on the show.
Hey, Tony. This is Simone. I'm from Houston, Texas. I have actually a few stories. I'm not as sensitive, but a few weird things, maybe paranormal, have happened to me. Before I do tell the story, I do want to let you guys know, I have been listening to you guys' show, actually been listening to you guys' show for about 1 month now, and I listen to it. I work a night shift at my job, so you could just imagine how some of these stories get to me, and your stories actually have me looking over my shoulders sometimes. As I said before, I'm not sensitive, but weird things do tend to happen to me. The first story I have is something that happened to me when I was living in my first apartment. I was in an abusive relationship, and the lady I was in a relationship with, she had a three-year-old son. His name was Dallas. So pretty much, it was an abusive relationship, as I said before. Just really weird things would happen. The first thing with that, let me see. I'm just trying to map everything out to you guys clearly. So your perspective won't be so cloudy when it comes to, you know, trying to get my story together. So it was pretty much bad energy all around the house, because I've never really been like a violent person. But when me and my girlfriend would fight, it would pretty much come very, very close to, you know, every, you know, somebody coming close to the brink of death. And sometimes even, you know, my ex-stepson would be there sometimes. But one day, my ex-girlfriend, she was at work. I was there with my ex-stepson and two of my friends. Two of my friends, they were just kind of down and out at the moment, so I just told them, hey, you guys can stay here until you get back on your feet. So basically just to pay their way because they weren't really working, they would watch our stepson, I mean my stepson, while I was at work sometimes. This is about, I want to say this is probably a lit 2012 maybe, or 2013. We were all at home, and my stepson's name, his name is Dallas. Dallas never did anything like this before. But when they were there, my two friends, their name were Kayla and Maddie, he kept saying, he's up there, he's up there. And we didn't know what he was talking about. And Dallas, I wouldn't call him a liar or anything like that. Yes, he had a vivid imagination, but if we asked him something, he would tell us the truth. So we were in the kitchen. This happened about 2 days in a row. We were in the kitchen, but it was only when they were there. It never, ever happened when they left the house. After they, departed from living with us, it never, ever happened. So me and Maddie, we were in the kitchen trying to fix Dallas something to eat, and he kept pointing at the refrigerator, just saying, he's right there, he's right there. And I'm just like, what's right there, Dallas? It wasn't anything on top of the refrigerator, no cereal or anything like that. So just, I don't know what he's pointing at. So my friend Maddie, she tells me, oh, you know, kids can see stuff. And I'm just like, yeah, I know. I've heard that once before myself. So I'm getting pretty creeped out. I didn't know if I could believe, what was happening, because Maddie and my other friend, they both had dabbled in, drugs, before. So I didn't know if I could really trust, what she was saying, or, to trust, if they weren't trying to scare him, why we weren't there. But, as I said before, I'm not a sensitive, but I did get a very, very weird feeling when he was pointing up there saying, he's right there. To this day, I still don't know what it might have been, but I did say the apartment held some very hostile energy, if I do say so myself. I've never been a very violent person. I've never, I'm only human. But just that place brought out the worst in both of us. No, we're not together anymore, but we're still friends. But that's just a time in my life where a lot of things are crazy. And, that's my story. I hope you guys use this on your podcast. I'm going to become an EPP member actually tomorrow because I'm off. And I will fit that into my schedule.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that story. Thoughts on all that?
So don't you think that if you're living in a place that has really dark energy, negative energy, that's there's no way you can't end up feeding off of that, or it feeds off of you, or it affects you or something, because you can't relax. You can't, it's this oppressive, dark feeling all the time.
Yeah, completely.
So I wonder if that, was what led to, because she definitely implied that was, possibly what led them to be, physical with each other.
Yeah.
I think. But that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
And then it also makes sense to me that a kid sees something that you can't see.
Yeah.
We talk about that a lot. And, if the kid's pointing at something and seeing something that you're not, I think that frequently they are seeing something.
I agree. And the only way to really fight that off is either, leave the situation or meet it with positivity is equally and stronger on the other side. And that will be the struggle to try and, make that work at that location. But sounds like it, it dissolved itself.
Yeah. And I think it's such a, and it probably, brought out such ugliness in both of them, I'm going to guess, that, you maybe can't come back from that as a couple.
Yeah.
But at least they're friends, and it sounds like in a more positive place in each of their lives. But
yeah,
I mean, you know, if you just can't relax and you just feel this darkness and negative energy someplace, and you're living there,
mm-hmm.
like you can't get away from it.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. 855-853-4802, our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Okay. Want to hear something creepy?
I don't know.
Yeah. You're going to, it's going to play it. I'm not going to play this whole 4 minute piece. I'm just going to kind of try and jump to where the things are. There's one right off the bat. Take a listen. Come on. Play. Stand by. Here we go.
Unfortunately, I haven't been able to verify any of it through actual documents or anything, but the story makes a lot more sense. So,
did you hear that?
I kind of did. Play it again.
In the background, there's like a
able to verify any of it through actual documents or anything, but the story makes a lot more sense. So,
that was the first one.
Yeah, I did hear that.
A lady had come with three of her daughters and several friends, and she was there for a private overnight. And I was giving the walk through the building, and I told the story of room 502.
Hear that one?
No, play that one again.
As it walked through the building, and I told the story.
It was even louder and like more, it's like a scream.
Overnight, and I was giving the walk through the building. And I told the story of room 502.
It's like a scream from the pits of hell.
Maybe he had his television on.
I asked him. Oh. Okay, that was kind of weird.
Those things.
I want to ask you a quick question. Did you just have some sound playing by you a second ago?
No.
Okay, that was kind of weird. I've done probably more than 10,000 shows now. And I've only had one other show, and I didn't even catch it on the air at the time, where a weird, very weird sound comes across while someone is saying something. I'm just going to mark that because I want to go back and listen to it later. So if listeners heard that too, anyway, that was interesting. Please continue. I normally do not interrupt, but that was weird. and there's another one.
Makes sense to a lot of sense to me. For a lot of reasons, and I started explaining why it didn't make sense to me.
Right there.
And then I told the story twice, sometimes three times a year. And I've always communicated with her too. And I've gotten the same story over the years. And
there it is again. So what do you think of that shit?
Well, I'm having a hard time because I've got this kitten that keeps meowing at the same time.
Oh, the cat maybe is sensing it.
Maybe that's it. If I bring her up really close, you can hear her start purring.
Yeah.
It's like a freaking motor on this cat.
But it was bizarre.
That's creepy.
It was. And I'm curious what everybody out there, I'm curious what the reaction is to that. And, you know, send me emails, you know, put it on our Facebook page.
Let me hear it.
Yeah. Huh?
My cat is purring.
I don't. Let me turn up your volume.
He's 7 weeks old.
That was perfect.
Right?
Did that scare you, Izzy? Did that scare you? It's okay. And now the demons
have something to say.
Have transferred through the internet lines and into the cats. Cat that looks so innocent until late at night, you hear the scratching at your door. And suddenly, the doorknob twists open and in walks little Izzy. That innocent meow that no one would suspect comes up. Suddenly, Izzy's eyes aren't so cute. Eyes.
They're dark.
Dark. Solid red. With a pupil that's pure black that slowly encompasses the eye while it still glows and stares into your soul. Scarring it forever. So maybe, I don't know, I played a lot of scary shit on today's episode. I'm hoping there was a little bit of soul scarring.
You know,
what is the episode they can listen to on the Grave Talks? Which one is that?
It's about Waverly Hills. And it will be in the title. I don't know. I don't have it directly in front of me, but it will be released either around this time or very close to this time. So watch it. Look for the Grave Talks wherever you download podcasts. Press subscribe over there and you can hear that
whole
interview.
Creepy concept that this ghost is following you wherever you go.
Well, here's the thing. I talked to them for 45 minutes and the only time that sound came through was when he was talking about this Sarah ghost that they have this real personal connection to. Everything else didn't come through at all. And I've narrowed. I mean, I know it came through their line because I checked the audio from our feed and there was nothing there. So it came through their line. He said he had nothing around. I don't know. And it's not weird. Everything is digital. So there's no analog where you can get some weird interference or something. I don't know. But it was creepy and weird. And I think it was something. I honestly do. So for all of the times people are like, was this something? Was that something? No, but I'm pretty sure that one was.
That's creepy.
So there you go. We finally got
soul scarring.
We got one. I'm wearing Janine Melnitz glasses right now just to reenact that, by the way. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, keep us on the air. Become an extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Get access to all the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more. And you'll enjoy it. It's all commercial free. Ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
You've worked hard for what you have. Your money, your assets, your 401k, and home. Isn't it all worth protecting? Nearly one in four consumers have been a victim of identity theft. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your finances with up to $3 million in reimbursement. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you might miss. And if your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. Let LifeLock help protect what you've worked so hard for. Save 25% off your first year on LifeLock Ultimate Plus at LifeLock.com/aware. Terms apply.